Bill Wills. Something you can tell somebody today.
Do you use PayPal? Now that I have your attention, News Radio, WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. John Matarese, Don't Waste Your Money consumer guy over News 5, joins me on a couple of interesting reminders about PayPal. It indeed is very popular to use, John.
Yes, everybody's on PayPal. You know, it's the easiest way to pay, and you feel secure. I don't know about you, Bill, but when I'm ordering from some website or I'm buying tickets somewhere, you know, I don't want to give them my credit card.
Yep.
No, I bet you're the same way.
Yeah.
You know, so you say, well, I've got PayPal. I'm just going to log in through PayPal. You just put in your password. You're good to go. And it all shows up on a credit card, you know, a couple of weeks later. And it's a very safe way to shop. But the problem is that scammers now realize that, and they are targeting people with some of the most sophisticated-looking phishing emails you have ever seen. What it is you get an email from PayPal, and here's the problem. You get legitimate emails from PayPal all the time.
Sure.
It's like, hey, check your PayPal account. You have money coming to you, whatever. And so you get a thing about PayPal, and it'll talk about fraud in your PayPal has discovered fraud in your account. When you get an email like that, Bill, you read it.
Yeah, I'm interested.
PayPal's discovered. Yeah, you open it up. The email has the PayPal logo. It looks like a PayPal page, and it says, "We've discovered possible fraudulent charges in your account. We're stopping it until we resolve this. Click here to learn more." So you click here, and then comes the PayPal login page, the one you've seen, because we've all logged in on PayPal, and the little spinning wheel and everything. So you put in your login to see, you know, what's this fraudulent charge, and all of a sudden, you are logged in, you are on a scam site, and someone has your PayPal credentials. And oh my goodness, we had a woman who had $700 taken right out of her account, out of PayPal, $700, and people are falling for this one left and right because it looks so legitimate.
I felt so bad for this Dolores Reed who you talked to. Now, her PayPal account was connected, not to a credit card, so there was a, you know, maybe a way to slow things down. It was directly connected to her bank account, right?
Yes, that was the problem. It was connected to her bank account. The money, the $700, instantly came out of her bank account. And if you have any lesson you learned from this little chat today, Bill, don't hook up PayPal into your bank account. If you have a credit card, connect PayPal to your credit card so that if there is fraud, you stop it right there. You call the card company. They won't let the charge process, and you're good to go. Don't have it at your bank account because, poor lady, she was out $700.
Good tip. John Matarese, our Don't Waste Your Money consumer guy over at News 5. See the story there. Follow John Matarese on Twitter. He's always posting some great things to help keep your money safe. John, thanks.